Priorities. When you have clear goals, it becomes easier to set priorities. No matter how simple or complicated a task, anything worth accomplishing won't happen all at once. When you begin to manage your time effectively, you must be able to prioritize. One important thing that tends to slip through the cracks when it comes to prioritization is scheduling time to have fun and relax. In order to be effective and creative, you need time to unwind and time to play. Here are three different strategies for prioritizing your tasks. Eat a frog. This first suggestion comes from a book of the same title by Brian Tracy. Essentially, this means that at the beginning of each day, you pick the hardest, most tedious task to do first. Whatever task you have before you, that is the one you're looking forward to the least, do that one first. When you go with this method of prioritizing, keep in mind that overplanning or trying to get yourself enthused over it are often subtle ways to procrastinate. Instead, just dig in and eat that frog. Bake stuff first. Before you go to sleep, write down the three most important things you need to get done by the end of tomorrow. Keep the list beside your bed so that when you wake in the morning, it's there as a reminder. Once you complete your big tasks, you can then spend time on smaller ones. Covey Quadrants. Self-help guru Stephen Covey advises that you organize your priorities with the assistance of a sheet of paper that you divide into four quadrants. Q1 stands for important and urgent tasks, such as crises. Q2 stands for important but not urgent tasks, the type of things you need to do, but they have less rigid or approaching deadlines. Q3 stands for unimportant but urgent tasks, things such as answering the phone or going to a meeting. Q4 stands for unimportant and non-urgent tasks, the types of things you feel better about doing once the more pressing work is done. According to Covey, it's inevitable that you will have to spend time working on Q1 tasks, but the more adept you become at managing your time, the more you will be able to spend on Q2 tasks. While it's important to take time to play, a Q4 task usually, it's best to engage in Q3 and Q4 tasks when you have already handled the others.